from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, the 21st day of January 2018. This is the hated broadcast. This is the enemy of the globalists. This is what mainstream media, corrupt governments across the world absolutely hate, because we have their number. We are aware of their activities, and we are exposing it in a big, big way. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Roger Stone will join us with big breaking news in the last 30 minutes of the transmission. Then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast that airs for 4 hours. Wow. I mean, every time I start the show, I say wow, but somehow I've got to cover all this today. Look at this headline. Google has an actual secret speech police. Amazon's automated grocery store of the future opens Monday. This city has been shaken for 7 straight days by earthquakes in the U.S., Reno, Nevada. That's just one of the stacks. Brit teen hacker poses CIA boss to access secret military files. I could talk for the whole 2 hours about that one article. So I'm just letting you in on my frustration. And then it continues. I'm not even going from the most important news to the least important. I'm just starting at one point. Feds collect record taxes through November, still run a $201 billion deficit. GOP bouncing back in 2018 polls after tax cuts. That's their fake polls. Markets brush off U.S. government shutdowns. We're going to get into all the details of the shutdown and what's behind that. I mean, it's the obstructionist Democrats trying to hold the country hostage. You just have unlimited open borders, the U.N. goal of Peter Sutherland, who died last week. And if Trump wants it to be reasonable, well, that's not going to happen, because the globalists know they can flood any Western country they want with illegals, turn them into political operatives, and then outvote anybody. They use our openness against us. That's coming up. Also, we already knew this. I've talked about this a lot. Illinois, California, and other states have passed in their legislatures bills to legalize illegal aliens voting. Then they go on the news and say, we don't want illegals to vote. That's a right-wing conspiracy theory. Well, here's an article. Majors state to register illegal aliens to vote automatically. And that's California, so that's coming up. Speaking of that, with 25,339 murders we know of in 2017, Mexico suffers record homicide tally. But we should just open ourselves up to what's happening down there. Because a very small minority of people in Mexico are homicidal maniacs. But still, it's one of the largest percentages. It's very, very interesting sociology, psychology, demography. When Mexico is one of the peacefulest, low-crime, nice areas in the general public, the main spectrum, and then they've got a very small group that is the most psychotic murdering you can imagine on the planet, and not afraid of anything as well. So we're going to look at those numbers, and it ties into this guy that killed the cop, says, I can't wait to get out to kill more. And then Trump puts a video out about it, and he goes, oh, you're racist. I mean, there are white serial killers. There are brown serial killers. There are black serial killers. There are albino serial killers. They're almost all male, but they're male, if you want to blame some group. But they're all colors. And, you know, the idea that these crazy people, you can't criticize them because one is a Mexican, is insane. So that is coming up. Meanwhile, some really good news. Science is revolutionizing arguments about abortion. And that ties into Planned Parenthood condemns House passage a bill to ensure babies born alive during abortion receive care, because they actually harvest them and keep them to get their organs and stuff for a couple hours. Of course, that should be illegal. I mean, if you're going to butcher the meat, throw it in the trash. You know? Don't let the mothers know it's worth a couple $100,000. Mothers ought to just be surrogates and grow the meat up and sell it if you're going to be liberal. Why not? Shouldn't you make money, ladies?
want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, Sunday, the 21st day of January 2018. We're going to be live over the next 2 hours. And I want to go right into the news because there is so much of it to cover. We're going to get into the government shutdown. We're going to get into the new military developments that are taking place and communist China caught involved in so many of our even local government activities. That's finally even hitting the Washington Post. Even Jeff Bezos, I guess, can tell the truth occasionally. That is all coming up. But first off, a big deal. The media, the controlled corporate media, made a lot of jokes about it. What, 4 months ago when the Vegas attack happened? 3-4 months ago. And they said, Jones doesn't have FBI hostage rescue team sources. And of course I do in that case. And I just said that they said that there was paraphernalia going to the Middle East, literature, Antifa literature, that he was shooting up inside the hotel, down the hallways, that there was other shooting going on in the city that night, and that there was a cover-up going on, and that there had been a big Islamic convention going on. The Saudi Arabian military was having a convention that week in Vegas. Now, that's what I got in the days after. Then I had a high-level Army Special Operations Command source basically confirm everything that we already knew and then say, get ready for this to happen. And what Zach said then came true. And the FBI came and picked him up, took him into the military base there in Florida, and then they just told him, watch what he said. But he didn't really give anything out classified. Just as a citizen, he gave his view on things that got people to connect the dots. The reason I say that is you get next year's news today. You get tomorrow's news today. Just like it was first 4 months ago that Roger Stone said that the head of CNN would be out by early 2018. And that indeed that's now happened. The head of CNN resigned Friday night. Zucker. And I'm not going to tell you how Roger knew that, but I mean, I didn't just believe my reporter, even though I believe him. I wanted the details. He trusts me off record. I got them. That came directly. Not from the president, but from the people that own CNN. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that. Roger's coming up later in the next hour, but again, he may just go ahead and tell you, but that came directly from the people that employed that guy. At dinner. And I'm allowed to say that part. Because he said that 4 months ago. So, and of course, you know, he already ran CNN to the ground, so why not run ESPN? ESPN's ratings are down, what, 30%? It's like the NFL? After all their SJW crap? So just put that smug person that thinks that people want to look at other smug sociopath beta males on rampaging power trips trying to be somebody. I mean, that's the guy that gave you Brian Stelter. So it's like psychopaths on parade, losers on parade, guys that screwed the pooch on parade. It's just amazing. But people, okay, he said that would happen and happen. He's got a lot of other big news that he's going to exclusively give you in the last 30 minutes. Now that said, let's get back into Vegas. Because they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Which is why I've never done anything in Vegas. Because they tell you something stays somewhere and that's their logo, then you can believe it's the opposite. What you do in Vegas, you get compromised with in Vegas. But we've got the reports right here on InfoWars.com. I smell a rat. Republican congressman claims he has credible evidence that ISIS was behind Las Vegas shooting, despite the FBI and police saying that gunman Stephen Paddock acted alone. But then you actually read what the Congressman Perry of Pennsylvania is saying on Tucker Carlson Friday night. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com right now. He said they took credit. They posted a graphic of the Vegas skyline with that Mandalay building right in the middle a week before. And they took credit. And ISIS only takes credit for stuff they've actually done or been part of. Forget that. He said, I've got other intel. Well, I mean, I know the intel. We've gotten information from the FBI hostage rescue team members at least three times. And I'm not going to get into all those cases here, but I was told about it the morning after. I was told, don't report it yet. I got a text saying, go ahead and report it. I reported it on air that day. The media made a big joke about it. Like, oh, Jones is looking at his phone, just making it up. Oh, yeah. Like the times I've been on air and Trump calls me, or the times I've been on air and, you know, this is just sick. How they sit there and we have this track record. They know it's real. That's why they hate us. And people know that we're willing to report the truth. We're willing to stick our necks out there. And so that's why they play these games. But now you've got the, in the last week, you notice the congressman came out the day after the sheriff came out and said, okay, the FBI is reporting there could be other shooters, other people involved, and they're looking at gun running because Paddock's in the emails saying he's gun running. That's exactly what all our sources from the FBI and the Pentagon, which means the CIA, CIA-connected Pentagon, that's special operations. That's what they told us. And these are the good guys that continue to give us good info. It doesn't mean the whole thing's good. But there's a civil war in America right now. One group wanted to totally sell us out the communist Chinese. That's coming up in the next segment. The other group isn't out to rape America completely. So you're kind of stuck between that. But just remember what we told you the day it happened. And those videos are up on InfoWars.com. InfoWars vindicated FBI investigating second shooters, gun running. Boom! Precisely what we told you day one. And then our reporters got you the intel on how many people were inside and the girlfriend visiting days before and shooting up inside the hotel and trying to blow up the fuel tanks and the helicopter activity and the Islamicists having a big meeting that week there in town. And it being, and then, of course, then they can't bring guns in, so they contact a known gun runner they've already gotten weapons for in the Middle East, who's really a CIA contractor, Paddock. They have him show up, kill him, use that as the cover to launch the attack as a threat to Trump. Don't try to cut us off in Saudi Arabia that Trump was already planning the next week, which we did. Because they had operatives inside our own military and inside the CIA, like Brennan and others, that told the Saudis what was coming. And they decided to run that threat to piss in Trump's Cheerios. And so I don't like covering up real news. And I understand why the president sat back and didn't create a panic. He was about to move against him the next week. But that other people decided it was important that this not be blamed on gun owners, and so that the truth should limitedly be given to you because you're aware and know what's going on, particularly the military and law enforcement listen to this channel, so they wanted you to know. That's what happened. And that's why you were given the information. Alex Jones, the Vegas shooting, was real. It was part of a Saudi civil war. There it is, November 29th. But that was weeks and weeks after what happened on November 1st. So we're giving you the best intel there is. And again, that's why they hate us, because they know we've got a platform. We're willing to tell the truth. And, you know, we've got armed guards stationed around and all the rest of us. We can carry this out because it's gone to that level. Now, that said, just pay attention to what we cover here, because we're trying to tell you the truth. We got a good track record of being right. Doesn't mean we're perfect. So check what we say as well. Vegas sheriff, FBI's ongoing case against individual other than Paddock. As he said at the beginning, before they clamped down on him, he said he had help, obviously. As any other people, the FBI has an ongoing case against individuals of federal interest. But meanwhile, thousands of newspapers like the Washington Post attack Congressman Perry, saying channeling conspiracy theory, Congressman says Las Vegas attack linked to possible terrorist nexus. He didn't just say he thought it because ISIS took responsibility. He said, I've been given information I can't get into. It's kind of like the whole memo, the FISA memo that people have seen, it's horrible, the Obama ordering illegal spying. They go, well, we'll show it to us. Well, we can't. It's classified. So there's that information. That's all coming up. But first, when we return, we're going to get into the government shutdown and the secrets of that. We're going to get into really important pro-life news and more. Please spread the links.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What incredible news if you just joined us. It's up on Infowars.com with all the videos, all the reports from back in November last year. We broke it all down. The FBI is investigating multiple shooters, Saudi Arabian civil war connections, gun running, everything we told you day one. But it was so shocking that this happened that it was basically deep six because they thought the public couldn't handle it. And, of course, you saw then what happened in Saudi Arabia. Thousands of people arrested, hundreds killed, big firefights. The very prince that had already been fingered and reported to be connected to it, arrested. That's the big news. And you saw what happened now. More on that coming up. Let's get into the big news everybody wants to know about because the media is making a big deal out of it. This is purely political, the government shutdown. The Democrats are targeting critical infrastructure areas and refusing to vote on it because they want, under globalism, to make the central government capitulate to bring in illegals that the media has branded and brainwashed to be Democrats. And who are then kept as illegals, as a permanent underclass, to be exploited to drive down wages, just like NAFTA and GATT and all these different systems have been engaged in. And so you got Trump and his State of the Union coming up this next week. And the word is that is meant to embarrass the president ahead of all this and to hopefully kill the stock market and kill the recovery. And you can argue, well, it's a big bubble. Well, if it's a bubble to bring industry back and infrastructure, it's not a bubble. And you got all these people heavily invested in China, like Peter Schiff, who's a nice guy, whatever, I don't blame him making a buck, heavily invested in China, and he's betting against America. And they'll sit there and tell you, oh, China's in a much better position. But you look at the numbers, that's not the case. They are tenfold the amount of quantitative easing we're involved in. Trump has increased it some and tried to boost things, but mainly done it through exuberance and getting small businesses to invest. The biggest growth here is record small business growth, record unemployment for African Americans and others, and that's the real numbers because people believe in a future. And if you don't have exuberance, you have nothing. So there's a major attempt to sabotage that going on right now. And it's a shame. But here's some of the headlines. GOP bounces back in 2018 polls after tax cuts. That's Axios. You know, what's funny is these polls all sample 9, 10, 15, 20, up to 30 plus points, but usually about 9 to 10 points, 15 points. It's all in that area, 9 to 15. It's the average about 12. They usually sample 12 points more Democrat. So it doesn't matter. Okay, Republicans are suddenly up to 50 or whatever. That means they're at 60. Or 65. Just like people are like, oh, the New York Times says Trump's going to lose by 98% on Election Day. I told you that was malarkey. And the real fight was over, could they steal the election? They stole six states, tried to steal five others. Always flip it. Is it stole five states, tried to steal six? No, they stole five, tried to steal six. That's right. And the state heads came out and said, Homeland Security was breaking into our computers, flipping votes while we were in there watching it. I mean, this is crazy. Let me move along. I got like 20 articles on this one subject and a bunch of clips coming up in the next segment. Markets brush off government shutdowns. It's more a political event than an economic one. Reuters. Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. It's a stunt. Trump tells GOP to go nuclear as showdown fight enters day two. He says use the 51 vote could bypass obstructionist Dems if they refuse the votes before. Boy, they really rue the day. They thought Hillary would have that, but now Trump's got it. So there's some argument parliamentary-wise if they can do that, but it's just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I mean, and imagine the Democrats juxtaposing themselves here where we're going to let illegal aliens be legalized, but we're not going to pay the post office and the Marine Corps. It's like, what? And then Trump, we learn, was ready to legalize 800,000 people this week who have no criminal records, have been living here for decades. I say legalize them, too. I don't vet people. They're not criminals. They're hardworking. Bring them in. We need people. That's what he said during the campaign. The media said he hated all Mexicans and said they were all criminals. When he said, wonderful people, great people, I love the Mexican people, but a lot of criminals, a lot of bad people coming in. We got to stop them. And the conservatives, again, go, oh, you're supposed to hate all the Mexicans. We heard that. Some of them are racist. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors. But see, I have a memory. And I have the videos and I have the transcripts. So Trump is sickeningly, at an OCD level, the Democrats hate, following what he said he would do. And they don't like it. Because with Trump, there's not a bunch of smoke and mirrors. They're just, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver it. If you want that, that's fine. And if America rejects that, then you know what? I'm a smart guy. I'm going to be okay either way. But I feel sorry for the average person that took prosperity, took a gift horse, and basically shot at the head for no reason. Why do you look a gift horse in the mouth? Again, if you're going to buy a horse, you check its teeth to see how long it can live or how healthy it is. If somebody gives you a horse, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. But then again, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And the metaphors and cliches just go on from there. I mean, this is jackass behavior going on. Total jackass behavior. So continuing here. With this, Pence says, I want to play this clip first. I'm going to play this clip right now. Pence says immigration talks over until government reopens. And he's there with the military because they're using the illegals as babies and crying on TV, humanizing them. And the media goes, how dare him give a speech in front of the military? They're the ones that aren't going to get their paycheck in the next few weeks when a lot of them are living paycheck to paycheck, very low pay. Trump has increased the pay like 20%, thank God, the first time in over 15 years. With inflation, it's not even an increase. It's just median fairness, and they spin it like Pence is bad when he's saying, hey, these are people too. Here it is.
I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States. So know this. Your president, your vice president, and the American people are not going to put up with it. We're going to demand that they reopen the government. In fact, we're not going to reopen negotiations on illegal immigration until they reopen the government and give you, our soldiers, and your families the benefits and wages you've earned.
And then I've got all the articles here, CNN, saying it's dangerous in front of the military. They're the ones you're screwing. So you've got countless shows crying for the illegal aliens, all the rest of it. We're going to show who you're actually screwing. Come on, come on up. Come on, come on up. I think I'm going to go hang out with Ted Nugent pretty soon. He's back in Texas. Just a little side issue. Look for that coming up. Come on, come on. Straight shooting is back, and that's what I'm all about. Because InfoWars will straight shoot you or die. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Facebook, Google, and its YouTube platform, Twitter, you name it, they're all announcing massive plans to ban all pro-Trump, all pro-America statements. We got the articles right here. And the new Facebook statement is, I mean, Google says we're hiring secret police to watch you and then ban you. They're working with the German government. If you even criticize somebody raping your daughter, if they're Islamic, you know, you get arrested. Facebook is going to start surveying users to determine trustworthy news sources. So they're already run by the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and these other think tanks that tell them what to ban and block. But now, oh, because of lawsuits, we're going to go to our trusted users, leftists, and then they'll say what's real and what's not. That's like Hitler going to a Nuremberg rally and saying, tell me who to kill, Jews. or at a Klan rally in 1930s Alabama. Who do we go after? The blacks. Who do we go after today? The conservatives, the libertarians, the Christians. We're going to get them. And they go, oh, our users voted to not allow you to share on Facebook. I'm sorry, but they choose the users they want for that determination, and they admit that they're nudging us and bullying us and intimidating us to go along with this. Because after all, Zuckerberg said, I can't believe our users trust us, the dumb Fs. Yeah, that's out of The Verge. Here's another one. Google has an actual secret speech police. And it says it's run by the Anti-Defamation League and a European organization, the EU government, and it tells you what you can see. Isn't that sweet? It's a Daily Caller. It's just, I mean, it's been out for months, but just there they are writing about today. I mean, think about how creepy that is. And then now Amazon's bought three different grocery store chains, including Whole Foods, and they're getting rid of the people. They announced it'll be all automated this year at many other stores. And that's okay, because the trendies that are there, they just want to commit suicide. They hate serving you anyways. They love Amazon. They love being replaced. Because it's trendy. They're not mad at that big corrupt mega corporation displacing humans. Oh, no, no, no. As long as it displaces everyone, it's good. As long as Bezos' justice signals when he shoots you in the back of the head financially, it's okay. Just say Black Lives Matter and you can abort all the black babies. Walk up to the black woman, just stab her right in the neck and go, Black Lives Matter. As long as you do that and kill her, it's okay. Not according to me, according to them. I mean, that's where this goes. It's all about form over function. It's all about propaganda over reality. Now, let's get to some of these clips I promised I was going to go to. We've got so much more in the next segment. Let's start with White House changes public voicemail to say Dems holding government hostage, which it was a minority of Democrat senators that held it hostage, saying total legalization of illegals, fifth cousins, you name it, can come in, or it's the end of the country, or we will hold up payment to the Postal Service and federal employees and the military and everything else. So the president and the White House switchboard tells the truth. Here it is.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. Thank you for calling the White House. Unfortunately, we cannot answer your call today because congressional Democrats are holding government funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigration debate. Due to this obstruction, the government is shut down. In the meantime, you can leave a comment for the president at www.whitehouse.gov/contact. We look forward to taking your calls as soon as the government reopens.
I'm going to give you the big secret of Trump. If he doesn't deliver on the recovery for America, his name is crap. Just like the doctor that helped John Wilkes Booth kill Lincoln, his last name is now known as Mudd. Your name is Mudd. And his great-great-great-great-grandson is on TV saying, kill the president, former deputy CIA director. You can't make this up. True strangers in the fiction. His name is Mudd. His name is crap. Trump wants that name to still be like in cards, the name, the Trump. And I guess interdimensionally, culturally, people understand it's the Trump. It's the Trump card. When they got off the boat, you know, his dad's parents got the boat, and the name was a longer German name that had Trump in the front of it. They cut it to Trump. But in cultural parlance, it's now Ace of Spades. You're trumped. Royal flush, you're trumped. So Trump gets that. If he can turn things around from his own selfishness, if you think that, his family, his name is platinum gold. Okay? If he doesn't, he fails. He's metaphysically joined to this battle. And believe me, he knows it. And so that's why they're freaking out so bad. And he's simply trying to deliver. And so when you get the straight shooting from the president, it's just the Democrats are saying, we shut it down. Republicans before wouldn't run a thing like that. But it's true. So they're just going to be honest with you. I thought the Pentagon 5 years ago when they said, we're going to stop lying, we've been wrong, we're turning against Obama and the government. I thought this is a giant. Remember the whole headline I put out? Pentagon admits they're going to stop lying because of Drudge. You can pull that up. And it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't believe it. But actually, they got that they had hooked onto this Chinese communist program and this whole thing, and that it was destroying everybody. So they said, we're going to stop lying. We're going to recruit candidates that don't lie. And the military is going to be involved locally in your government's trying to reboot America. I thought, look at this cynical BS. And then I saw it actually happen. But it wasn't out of some altruistic thing. It was out of pure survival. Now, there it is. 2013. Hard to believe that's 5 years ago. Wow. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report Spotlight. Go watch that video if you want to understand everything. Man. We could have a whole hour-long show every day just of things we predicted and showed. It's amazing. But here's a Democrat senator who voted to shut down government, says government should be shut down, shouldn't be shut down, and he's on Fox News thinking they won't go, but you voted to shut it down. You're the one that did it, but you think the constituents are dumb and you saying you didn't. Again, I mean, can you imagine going through life lying like this? Good God, just straight shoot, man. That's where the power is. And we're rediscovering that America is about straight shooting. Even we say we're coming to kill you, we just told you. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Let's go ahead now and go to that clip. Here it is.
As a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator, are you willing to see that and other vital programs shut down?
The government should not be shut down. That's why I spent all day yesterday listening to, working with Republicans and Democrats.
You voted to shut it down. You voted against the CR.
I voted against a 30-day CR. And to be clear, on Friday, an assistant to that Secretary of Defense, Secretary
Mattis. Stop right there. That's enough of his crap. And he tried that slick one, didn't work. These people never end. All right, here's another one. Complicit. Trump campaign slams Democrats as complicit in murders by illegal immigrants. An explosive new ad. Here it is.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Deport criminals. Stop illegal immigration now. Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The wall, like in China, is a symbol of sovereignty. And it allows criminals to run back and forth across the border. 50 years ago, Mexico used to bitch that we sent our criminals there. It was true. Mexico has the highest murder rate in the world. And now people are running back and forth across it. But you can't go to Mexico and stay if you don't want to. So again, it's reality setting in. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen, the big news. China, that our media defends, but that Trump exposes, bans Christianity nationwide. But the good news is here. Science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. Stay with us and spread the links. Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
One-eyed Jack of Odin. One eye in the heavens, one eye on earth. All of it metaphysical. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the big news here today on this Sunday transmission.
I'm gonna chase the sky.
Let's get into it right now. You know, people are people. No matter what color their skin color is, there's good people, there's bad people, there's folks from good families and bad families. And sometimes you get good people out of bad families, but that's rare. You usually get good people out of good families. And you get some bad people as well, but that's rare as well. That's just the way it works. Everybody knows it. you go out with some girl or some guy and you go meet their family or a bunch of scam artists, a bunch of trash, you know they're bad people. And I've got some really important news I want to hit about the attacks on Christians in China and folks that are fighting back against that in a moment. But first off, I wanted to just get to a video that's on Infowars.com that's got so much cussing on it, I can't play it. There's dozens of videos shot in L.A. and shot in New York by crews I sent both places to cover the women's marches. And Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz were out there, and they went out to these crowds of Trump supporters, and a good 20-30% were Hispanic. But the police would come get them and separately say, you got to go to another area because you are just you being Hispanic and wearing an American flag, you are in danger and you're invoking a problem. Kind of like the Ninth Circuit ruled 4 years ago, 5 years ago. You can't wear an American flag at school. That's gang paraphernalia, but you can wear a Mexican flag. So this is how the left, who claims they're tolerant, that they don't want a wall on the north or south border, but they want walls up in D.C. or New York or L.A., which we have videos of on InfoWars. Left sets up walls blocking people going to a theater to hear Owen Schroyer and Mike Cernovich and James O'Keefe and a bunch of others speak. And you're like, well, we want to go in. No, we're blocking you. Just like I spent 3 hours trying to get into Trump's inauguration. And I would fight through the crowds, and the police would say, sorry, because Black Lives Matter is blocking this, or Antifa is, we're not letting you in. They were part of it, and it came out in the news. The Democrat-run city of D.C., I watched the left beat up women. So we'd go over and run them over. We wouldn't hit them. We'd knock them down. And I guess I could say I had more courage than usual because I had a couple of Navy SEALs with me and Army operators and Delta Force and all the rest of it, retired folks. They were knocking them down. And we'd knock down 20 deep people, just video, knock them over. Didn't matter. Cops would say, you're not going into this. Now turn around or I'm going to arrest you. The cops would grab us and we didn't resist them. They did have like some 7 foot tall cops, man. Didn't know there was that many big Irishmen. These are big ass white cops. They'd drag us out of there and say, you're not going in here, eh? I'm part Irish, by the way. I'm not knocking them, but they were gigantic Irish cops. These guys were so big, like NBA players. And we're just like, we're going to fight cops to go in this? And then we got to see the news say, look, nobody's there to see Trump at 10 o'clock in the morning when they first opened the gates because nobody could get in. And they said nobody was there. Again, lies, lies, lies. Frustrating my free speech, pissing on me and my family, and I'm tired of it. Because it's one thing if I got to run through 15 deep Black Lives Matter and Antifa. While they're punching us and stuff, we just ran them over. And the cops are like, you're not going in. They blocked this entrance. But when I went to the VIP entrance, I never even paid attention. I had the VIP ticket. There was nobody there because Antifa had coordinated with the D.C. police, and we even have the documents. They didn't mess with everybody going in the VIP entrance. That I didn't even think of. You know, that was way up north. I was just trying to my hotel down at the south, trying to get in. But see, I tried to get in where the normal people get in, see? That's who they were beating up and keeping from going in. And just instinctively, I went to the blue-collar entrance, the nearest entrance. I didn't, like an elitist, go, well, I'm going to the elitist entrance. That's where I'll... But sure enough, everything was peaches and cream. God, you talk about a class system. This makes me sick. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, who you are. You want to go see the inauguration, you should go see it. And I got a bunch of clips to get to. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Just a one-minute clip. There's not cussing from the powerful Millie Weaver interview on Infowars.com that deserves to be seen, but it will only be seen if you get it out. Here it is.
These people that accuse us of being racist, all because I say I'm an American and I support my president, they are actually the ones that call me a beaner. They are actually the ones that call me a sellout. They call me Indian, Indio, which is a derogatory term for indigenous people. So that's what they try to categorize me as, just because I support America, because I am an American and I support my president. And that's totally wrong from people that accuse us of being racist when they themselves are racist.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's bad. It's bad. But I don't go back with their racial slurs. I always stay to the issue and yell out the facts and the truth. And unfortunately, they just can't get it. They lost. They're crying about it. They're throwing a tantrum, and it's sad.
You see the key there? He said they call me Indian, Indio. Because there's racism all over the world. You go to China, it's the most homogenic, racist group in the world, even more than Japan. And I'm not blaming them on their own country. They don't let one Muslim into Japan. China, unless you got money like Switzerland, you're not even getting in. But the point is they call him an Indian. Because in Mexico, that's the lower class. The lighter your skin is, the more elite you are. You look at the Mexican Congress, those people are whiter than I am. And that's what's so sick about all this class crap. And the globalists know how to manipulate it. And that's what makes me sick. Now, let's look into some big news here before I end this hour and come up with even more news. Macron, who was the leftist savior, admits France would vote to leave the EU if referendum was held. And that's why this is so big. Is that Germany is losing control. All the EU countries are losing control. The globalists are in trouble. People are shutting it down. German cities are voting to not take any more, quote, migrants that are military-age men. There was an attempted 21st century coup over Europe to bring in, they brought in 10 million Muslims in 5 years. They want 20 million in the next five. And then... You look at the photos I tweeted out on Real Alex Jones. It's like people crapping in the street, people cooking chickens on the side of the road. And I'm not even bashing that. You don't build a high-tech civilization and then bring in a bunch of people that don't even have housing. It's meant to sabotage things. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of the French president. Here it is.
Yes or no in a very complicated context.
If France had had a referendum, it might have had the same result.
Yeah, probably. In a similar context, but our context was very different. So I don't want to make any. I mean, to take any bet, but I would have definitely fought very hard to win. But I think it's a mistake when you just ask yes or no when you don't ask people how to improve the situation and to explain how to improve it.
Okay, and then I can't find it in my stack of articles. They have like 300 articles here, but I've got articles where in Sweden there are bomb attacks daily on the police stations, rapes, murders everywhere, and because they brought in the failed ISIS fighters out of Syria and said come there, and they give them free housing, and they're just killing everybody. And I mean, that's in my stack. I haven't even gotten to that yet, and it's just like you ask yourself, what planet is this? So it gets crazier and crazier. Second hour, I haven't gotten into China and the attack on Christians yet. I promise that's coming up next. And so much more straight ahead on the other side of this break. Just briefly, we fund our operations selling high-quality T-shirts, books, videos, water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems, the lowest prices. And we've got a big special that's got to end the next few days. It's our Survival Shield X2, the super high-quality halogen that blocks the bad halogens. It is there at 40% off. With Secret 12 together, 40% off. Get those, InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase helps fund this operation. We have the new pollen block as well that is the patented, proven, with the Japanese quail that are fed a special diet. British has amazing effects on seasonal issues and dust and pollen. It works better for me than even Zyrtec or stuff like that. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back with the second hour. Please stay with us.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you,
if they say I never loved you,
you know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Driving down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys roam.
midnight alleys roam.
The cops in cars, the topless bars.
Cops in cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman so alone.
A city is a woman.
So alone.
It's a refuge. And L.A. is so soulless. Even back in the 60s, he's saying it's a woman that's alone.
Motel money.
Murder madness. Let's go to part of a John Bowen report. Then I'll come back with the big news in the next segment. Here it is.
In the future, because if we don't get women to come in and stop some of the insanity that's going on because there's too much testosterone, we're in trouble.
What can you learn by ambulating through the seething crowds of estrogen at the annual Women's March in Austin, Texas? Well, apparently men are evil, misogynistic scum.
There, in a nutshell, is their classist, racist, neocolonial attitude.
This is women hating their own species, being taught to die. All men were women. It's insane about this.
Legislature just topped up this fund to a staggering $38 million.
Your mother decides your sex.
Margaret Atwood's Gilead's Red Centers to re-educate new handmaids is striking. I cannot accept that the 80% male Texas legislature squanders our money on crisis pregnancy centers that lie to.
And notice how these women that want to lead women don't look like women.
White men need to be reconditioned to accept their white guilt and submit to Marxist feminism.
I'm here today tabling on behalf of an organization called Undoing White Supremacy Austin. We're a local chapter.
In total racism, all whites are bad, even though most people there are white, bitching.
Communities in Austin.
I agree, leftist white supremacists is the issue.
Local racial justice campaigns.
And the numbers are way down this year in Austin, Texas.
Can I just ask you the difference between this year and last year?
I think it's got a little bit of a different vibe this year. I think, well, right now we're mostly towards like the Roe v. Wade section of the day, so it's kind of a little bit different than what the women's march is.
I think we've had a good turnout. It's not as big as anybody would, you know, would like to have one like we had last year, but that's... That was a unique situation.
You couldn't walk around.
It's all just virtue signaling crap.
Why do you think that is?
What about women having to do forced abortions in China? I'm not going to say a damn thing, you virtue signaling pieces of crap. Because you're bankrolled by those people.
Were people angrier at Trump last year?
Look at these dumbasses.
Has it died off?
It was an immediacy. But I got these.
They take the strength of America as a way to piss on it. That veil's going to be gone soon, sister.
Last year. That I don't think people are necessarily feeling in the same way this year. There's a certain amount of getting used to it.
So last year, I think, I don't remember which all organizations were here, but I think there's a greater representation for immigration.
But the main threat to the feminist agenda was abundantly clear. President Trump became the first sitting president to address the 45th annual pro-life March for Life.
The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred, that every child is a precious gift from God.
That's right.
Meanwhile,
humans aren't crap.
Abortion clinics are closing up shop all over the United States. Life News reported, for the first 5 months of 2017, abortion clinic closures continue to outpace the opening of new abortion businesses.
This we are winning.
A national trend.
We'll be back. Stay with us. We are winning. Press the attack.
Casting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Roger Stone's going to join us with huge breaking news. I'm Alex Jones, your host, newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and I mentioned this in the last hour, but I couldn't find the stack. I did find the stack, so I'm going to hit this now, then get into China, cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church. and science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. That's all coming up. But first, major state to register illegal aliens to vote automatically. This is a WorldNetDaily.com article, but it links to the California new law where they're now saying we're going to register illegals to vote. If you have a driver's license, you can vote. So they say Trump's crazy. They say it's not happening, blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants your guns, but their official platform is to take your guns through the UN and UNIDIR. There it is. Meanwhile, teens roam the streets with rifles. This is out of the Times of the UK, as crime swamps Sweden. And it describes the daily bombings of police stations. As the bomb went off and blew the police station up, they thought, is it another attack? Yes, it was. Shootings, killings. They brought in over 1 million military-aged men into Sweden in just the last 4.5 years. They're raping, they're killing, they're slaughtering, and the government just says, submit, 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 because this is the globalist operation. It's not for the Muslims either. It's just a program to bring down open societies, to use our strength against us. So read that article. German city bans new refugees as anti-migrant increases. We're not taking women and children out of the Middle East that could be assimilated and not re-educated, but at least shown that, no, you bring in the Muslims, you let 80% of them are men, you put them in charge, and then German television, Dutch television, Swedish television, we showed it last week, says, wear the hijab, join Islam, children. This is what's happening. German city bans new refugees as anti-migrant mood increases. There's that report up on Infowars.com, London Telegraph. Here's another one. Video, the future of Europe is the caliphate, unless the citizens rise and defend the culture. Voice of Europe. And you've got all the Islamic leaders saying, we're taking you over, you're done. And you've got Turkey saying, we've got 20 million Turks inside Europe. We're going to burn everything down. That's a quote from last year, unless you submit. I mean, it's just insanity. Because here's the truth. We need hybrid vigor. If you just inbreed, whether you're a Middle Easterner, or whether you're a European, or whether you're a Latin American, or whether you're an Asian, China has incredible birth defects because they have the closest genetics of any group in the world. One reason Hitler came to power, he was a bad guy, but like there was like 10% of Germans were deformed. Well, they were all living in the same towns having sex with each other. And that's why Hitler said, well, let's bring Muslims in. You know, they're right here. They'll conform. They'll bring some genetics. You do need hybrid vigor. You don't want to be a purebred dog. Everybody knows purebred dogs are mentally ill. They're crazy. And they bite you and they got problems. But this isn't doing that for genetics. This is coming in and saying we're going to submit to the screwed up inbred culture when nobody has got more screwed up genes than North Africans and Middle Easterners. I mean, they have the highest rates of birth defects in the world. They are the most inbred people because of all the Islamic marry your cousin stuff. Pakistanis are half of 1% in England. They're 35%, 36% of birth defects. I mean, well, nothing against Pakistanis. A lot of them have super IQs. Those are the ones that can function. But they all look just the same because it's the same dude. I mean, you know, it's a clone. You start marrying your sister and down the road, I mean, it's the same dude. And genetic problems are magnified in mental illness and the willingness to be aggressive and kill people. That's your problem right there. British royals, Queen Elizabeth, what had 5 siblings, all but one are in mental institutions or have died. I mean, they're like writing on the wall with their crap because they're all inbred, man. You go look at Egyptian mummies and they go, oh, it must be a space alien. Its head looks like a cantaloupe or looks like a eggplant. No. That's 10 generations of inbreeding. It doesn't work. It's bad. I already mentioned Macron admits France would vote to leave EU if referendum held. Right-wing Italian favorite blast the EU can F itself. Italian populist candidate, EU again. So it just goes on from there. And look, I don't virtue signal with this. But, I mean, I've got Native American in one area of my mom's side, very small area. My dad's quite a bit. But it's known that that genetically boosts my intelligence, boosts my vigor, boosts my genetic prowess for pollinating females, everything else. You add a little bit of those genes to my genes, and it soups me up. So, again, I'm not against brown people. The point is, I'm against inbred cultures being brought in to be set up because they're politically servile and dependent on welfare to be controlled. That is what I'm against. That is what I'm against. All right, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the really big news. I don't hold this off on purpose because I should have opened the show with it, but I'm going to do it in the next segment so I have time. I'm going to come back directly with this when we come back in the next segment. China cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church. Meanwhile, science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. Planned Parenthood condemns House passions of bill to ensure babies born alive aren't harvested. So we're going to cover that when we come back on the other side briefly, because the crew is ready to do this. We're not going to exist at his InfoWars unless you continue to pray for us and spread the articles, spread the videos, and tell neighbors and friends and everybody else on your email, you name it, that, hey, this is an important show. You ought to tune in. Every time we're live, you do that, it breaks the algorithm. It breaks the computers. It breaks the AI. It breaks the will of the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the Schmidts at Google that think they can stop you. You taking action is unstoppable. And that said, we need your financial support. But plus, we have produced the cleanest, purest iodine from our research that is out there. X2. And what it does to block the other bad halogens in the garbage is incredible. It's 40% off right now with Secret 12, which, again, even BuzzFeed tested it and said, okay, it's the purest vitamin B12 out on the market. I couldn't believe they were actually honest. I mean, they said, oh, look, this is the purest in the country, and here's Jones's. And they didn't know we were private labeling the purest in the country and then discounting at 30%. We're introducing the InfoWars Life Core Combo, 40% off in store for a limited time. When people visit our store, they often ask what the most important products are. Finally, we've given you an option to buy our top-of-the-line fan-favorite products in one easy combo for less. The InfoWars Life Core Combo includes our most popular products, Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2. They're the two best products, together for an affordable price of 40% off. They're already a great deal. Now is the time to take advantage of these savings for yourself and introduce something else to your incredible line of products. Survival Shield X2 is the perfect opportunity to try the power of nascent iodine. Our high-quality proprietary formula is derived from an ancient sea salts deep below the earth that have supercharged our formulations in your body's functions. Secret 12 will help deliver the boost of energy you need with an advanced all-natural B12 formula to help you throughout the entire year. Together, these products have over 9,000 reviews with a combined 4.9 of 5-star rating. These powerful products will help you shave big on the two of the most important products of the InfoWars Life line. Don't miss out on this opportunity to help pick up two of the biggest and greatest products at InfoWars Life Combo Pack and help fund the InfoWar. We're counting on you. Plus, you get a great product for yourself, a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. I have sworn on the altar of God, resistance.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Darkest hour when I realized they had a post-human future for us. They turned us all against each other. And I could only fight the cultural racism by engaging in it, but only to get their attention. I could see the whole plan laid out. And I had a plan to stop it, but only if you look inside yourself and realize the truth of it. Roger Stone's going to host the last two segments because he's got so much important stuff to say. I'll tend to interrupt. So just occasionally I'd let folks co-host the show and take over. We're going to go to Roger here in just a minute. But let me get these two stories first that I've been mentioning but I haven't gotten to. Science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. That's a Daily Caller article. But we know that the average baby aborted after the second trimester is sold for over $100,000. Now think about that. You go pay to have your baby aborted, $300. But you're not being told that this turkey, this thing that's crap. See, I'm bad to call it crap. I don't believe it's crap. But this piece of crap, this little bastard, it deserves to die, scumbag filth, this ugly son of a bitch up. They didn't tell you you could get paid a lot of money for that. They didn't tell you that there were hundreds of adoption centers that would pay you between $50,000 and $400,000. There is a racism. $50,000 for a black baby. I guess $300,000 is the high for black hair, blue eyes, or green eyes. I get $300,000. I mean, these are known. I've had experts on about it. The point is they say, oh, nobody wants these black babies. BS. I know so many white folks, you name it, Hispanics, blacks, that have 6, 7, 8 adopted black babies. They love them. They're good people. They grow up being members of society. But the racism is the black babies are $50,000 if you don't abort them. The white babies are $100. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies are maybe $150. But the black-haired, blue-eyed, or green-eyed, $300,000 or more. That's what the elite are really looking for. But let's just move past that. They don't tell you when you come in to have that baby, there's hundreds of charities, Christian charities, Catholic charities, you name it, ready to pay for that baby. You go in and you pay. So the way to defeat abortion, because there's more people wanting to adopt every year than there are abortions in the U.S. Look it up. My family adopted my sister from Korea, from a starving, you know, orphanage. David Nunn adopted his daughter from China, even though he already had two sons. Went there, she was starving to death. Maybe 40% under what she should have weighed. Dave was telling me this day, you know, she like gets food and goes off and eats it or whatever. But that's what she went through. And we were super happy to adopt a, you know, Korean baby. It didn't matter to us. The whole point was is that there is a price on this flesh. But in the medical experiments, on average, $100,000 per baby that's in the third trimester. So I just tell women, you can sell that meat. Let's just say it's crap. It's I agree with the leftists. It's crap. It's filth. Filth. Why don't you at least get some money for that dead baby? Or that dead scum. You call it scum. Gloria Steinem says, I'm proud of it. Let's call it filth. That filthy baby deserves to die. That he's not a human. F that baby. Ah, yeah, let's go that way. I agree with you. It's liberal. That you just cut yourself out of an investment. Why'd you pay $2,000 for a partial birth abortion or $300 for that second term? Why'd you do that? Well, you get some good cash off killing your baby. Get some cash. But see, the cash is for keeping it alive. The cash is off that. See? Because they're going to sell your baby. They're going to grind it up. Baby is pure DNA. It's pure life force. And so they can grow tissue. That tissue grows in these vats they've got. And then they grind it up to vaccines, cosmetics, you name it. I just think women ought to know there's a market in your babies. More money to keep them alive, but you want to kill them. That's liberal. It's kind of a cool feminist thing to do. I guess it's a little Satanism. A little demon comes to you, a little bit of power. I get it. Kill them. Kill them all you want. Murder them. Hell, watch video of them chopping them up. The babies, even four-month-olds, fight with their arms hard. Screw them. We got victory over those babies. Let's chop their asses up and get off on it. I like it. But I think you ought to get some cash when you kill your baby. When you slice his throat and cut its head off, get some money. And I'm a Satanist. I'm a liberal. I want to F everybody over. So to all the liberal women, there's a market in killing your babies and selling their slop. Because they are slop, aren't they? F them. I agree with you. I agree with you. I love Satan. Make money off your babies. Don't just give it to these. Because a real Satanist would make money off killing their own baby. Make some money, you dumb bitches. All right, we're going to break. Come back with Roger Stone. I'll turn it over to him. He's got huge breaking news. But look at this filthy article. Science is turning people against abortion. Knowing the baby sucks, his thumb is alive. Just kill it and be liberal. And then, of course, Planned Parenthood condemns House passage a bill to ensure babies born alive because they keep them alive to harvest their organs. I just say, hang them up by their feet and pass a law. You electroshock torture them. I'm sure Weinstein would like that. And then another one, China cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church. That's up there the German news. In China, churches are being demolished and new laws are set to increase modern religious activities or put them in camps and taking their organs. Well, they're just like babies. Take those Buddhists and those Christians and take them into a facility and work them in slave labor and cut their guts out and put it in some trendy liberal. I agree with it. I'm liberal. I'm all about diversity. I say murder everybody and just chop their organs out. Just give it to liberals because they're our God and they taught us to be immoral and they rule everything. So there's your stories right there. Roger Stone, good to have you with us. You're about to host the next two segments. You've got big breaking news. You first said 6 months ago that, or four or five months ago, that Zucker would be out at CNN. You've been reporting that correctly, so please take over.
Thank you, Alex. You know, the one thing that gives me heart after your soliloquy there is that President Trump is in total solidarity with the life movement. And unlike previous Republican presidents who gave it lip service, he was there and he was strong and we were strong. I'm one of those Republicans who's gone full cycle. Yes, there was a time that I was pro-choice because I didn't like the idea of the government telling anybody what they could do with their body. Now I realize how wrong that was. And I realize we have a president who stands tall for life. How refreshing, how different. A guy who runs for president and actually does what he says.
I was about to say, none of us judge people that had abortions. We're not saying you're evil if you did it. The thing above it is evil. It's the harvesting of children. And Trump's the first Republican to actually go with the march. He did what he said again, Roger.
It's astounding. It really is. And he's making America great. And boy, it is driving the libtards crazy, driving them crazy. You're at the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back. We're going to talk about the special U.S. vaccination court and the latest cover-up that we have determined is underway right here at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
That's right. Tomorrow's news today. Roger Stone to host the last two segments because I want to shut up and give him the floor. Stay with us. I was once sold on abortion thinking it was just a woman's right until I realized it was the government harvesting those babies.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's taking over these next two segments. Man, he called the Zucker departure at CNN on target. He's got so much big news. Warnings to Trump he's going to make as well. But again, I don't judge a woman that had an abortion. I've been honest about this back when I was a teenager and stuff. I paid for plenty of them because I bought into it's not a human and all this. If you've been conned into it, I'm not judging you. But the people on top of it, it's about harvesting babies. It's about dehumanization, population control. They admit that. And so that's the only area I'm getting into here. And I've looked it up. The average woman could be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the flesh of the baby. If you got killing your kid, I guess it's your body. Murder them. No, you can get some cash. And if this ever comes out, it's over. They're selling it all. But what about the fact that people would pay to adopt your baby? So Wes had the great point. I'm going to go out soon in front of an abortion clinic, and I'm literally going to offer $100,000 for people to not kill their babies. And they'll claim, well, there's a law against child trafficking. I'll probably get indicted. Like, you didn't kill the baby. You wanted to pay for it. But we're going to do it. Bet your bottom dollar. Roger Stone from Florida takes over right now. I'm Alex Jones. Join me tomorrow, 11 a.m. Roger.
Alex, thank you for bringing me in here. Yes, it's absolutely true. Only months ago, I predicted that Jeff Zucker, the extreme left winger who is the head of CNN and who drives their anti-Trump coverage, would be out. And indeed, as Matt Drudge reported late Friday, out he is. Who's next? Is it Jake Tapper? Is it Wolf Blitzer? Is it the lovable Anna Navarro? We shall see. My next prediction, more big shakeup at CNN. But here, breaking news, the deputy clerk of the U.S. Special Court, that's also known as the Vaccination Court, has informed InfoWars that for the first time ever, they will not publish the results of lawsuits and findings against the U.S. government on their website. Why? Well, perhaps it's because we have learned that the U.S. government has already paid out $3.5 billion to U.S. citizens who were damaged by vaccinations. The special court, it records all of the lawsuits against the Department of Justice, the Department of the Interior, the Veterans Administration, and our U.S. military. That's why we have absolutely proved, we beyond a shadow of a doubt, that vaccinations are not safe. Now, President Trump promised back when he was president-elect that he would appoint a special commission to study and look into the safety of vaccinations. He even promised that former Senator Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a noted environmentalist, would chair this important commission. Notice when the president's physical was announced last week that they said all of his vaccinations were up to date. We have called on the president, who is making America great in so many other areas, to keep this important promise. But now I sense a government cover-up of the truth about vaccinations. Will they get away with this? Can they hide the evidence? Well, fortunately, a whistleblower has obtained for InfoWars the initial pleadings. This doesn't tell us the results of the lawsuits, but it is a list of everyone who has filed a suit against the American government over the past year due to damage due to vaccinations. Yes, we're going to bring you that this week on InfoWars. We will not give up fighting against mandatory vaccinations until we get this information and we prove yet again that vaccinations are most probably not safe. And we intend to continue to call on the president to keep his solemn pledge. Donald Trump is a man of his word. Now, I am disappointed in some of his appointments in the health area, but we know from a long history of the things that he has said that he has his own concerns about the safety of vaccinations. And therefore, I believe the president will come through. We will keep you up to date on this important story. I do want to mention now that if you are liking our expanded coverage on InfoWars, if you're enjoying the real news with David Knight in the mornings, and of course, the midday fare with Alex Jones, not to mention the war room with my colleague Owen Schroyer in the afternoon, understand that we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported here at InfoWars. That's why we can investigate and report to you on any story that's in the news. We have no corporatist masters telling us you can't say that, or you can't report that, or you can't follow up on the vaccination story. It's too controversial. Nothing is too controversial for InfoWars. We go where the truth takes us, but we're only able to do it if you go to the InfoWars store now. Let's take a look at some of these incredible prices. You're talking about 40% off for the entire Super Alpha Male Pack. That includes both Alpha Power and the Super Male Vitality. I myself have now become a convert to Immune Wall. This is the very best natural formula to promote immunity. I admit I had the flu recently, and it really knocked me back a good 3 weeks. I don't think I could have turned the corner without Immune Wall, and that was after the fact. I suggest you take and use Immune Wall as a prophylactic, because frankly, this is the best of the old and the new. Also, there it is, Immune Wall. This is really an extraordinary formula, combining some of the best of ancient Chinese pharmacology with cutting-edge nutraceuticals to torque up your own natural immune system. I really found that this helped me come back, and if you take it prophylactically, perhaps you can avoid the flu or the colds that are going around. This particular flu is debilitating. So help yourself help us. It's a 360 win, as Alex Jones likes to say, and it helps us pay for the expansion that he has mapped out here. Folks, we're moving towards 24 hours a day. That's right, round-the-clock coverage from InfoWars. But we cannot do it with your help. Please go to the InfoWars store now and support the fight for freedom. I reported here on InfoWars several weeks ago that Senator Orrin Hatch, a truly great American and my friend since 1975, would retire from the U.S. Senate. Despite the urgings of President Trump, Orrin Hatch has decided to throw in the towel after a long and distinguished record of public service. Frankly, I've been around the Washington scene long enough to see the sadness of those who don't know when to go. And they ultimately end up either being defeated or running out of energy to do the job. So Orrin Hatch, God bless you for your long record of public service and the fact that you were never corrupted by the Washington buddy system. You never became part of the special interest system of favors and back scratching, a principled conservative right to the very end. God bless you, Orrin Hatch. But I also predicted here on InfoWars, confirmed today by the Business Insider, that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney would run for Orrin Hatch's seat. What you say? Why would a man born in Michigan and who grew up to be governor of Massachusetts seek a Utah Senate seat? Why would a man at his age want to be a junior member of the U.S. Senate? Let me reiterate it one more time for you. Mitt Romney plans to run for president of the United States in 2020 to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Yes, with every day of Trump's success, that becomes less and less viable. But you heard it here first. Make no mistake about it. My sources inside the Utah Republican Party, my sources inside the Church of Latter-day Saints are impeccable. Mitt Romney has no interest in being a junior senator at his age. He is running for president. You heard it here at InfoWars, where you will get tomorrow's news today. We have been very proud of our track record. We predicted the FISA court four-page memo expose months ago. We were the ones who told you that the front line of the NSA was spying on Donald Trump, and the president was right. I'm Roger Stone. You're on The Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, standing in for the great Alex Jones, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. You know, I worked for a number of Republican presidents. I well remember Ronald Reagan's phoning it in to the March for Life. I also remember George Bush phoning it in, but not so Donald J. Trump. The March for Life was bigger and more vibrant than ever. I personally believe that the developments in ultrasound, where we can now, not instead of just seeing a slightly gray image, but you can see flesh tones, you can see movements, real enhancement in the technology in which men and women, couples, can see their baby, is having a profound effect on people's attitudes about abortion. Those who are pro-life, that number is gaining. Those who favor abortion on demand, that number is dropping. And Donald Trump is helping move this needle, this important needle. So kudos to the president for standing up for life in a historic move that his Republican predecessors never quite got to. You see, they gave lip service to the movement. They wanted to harvest the votes from the life movement, but they didn't want to be there when it matters. Donald Trump standing tall. How refreshing. Somebody who actually does what they say they're going to do. I'm also very pleased to announce that I have accepted the invitation for the prestigious Oxford Union in the United Kingdom, and I will be addressing the union and then standing for their raucous Q&A on January 30th. I also will be honored to be speaking to the Durham Union Society on February 1st, a similar format. These are very prestigious forums. In the case of the Oxford Union, previous speakers include former President Richard Nixon, former President Ronald Reagan, House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and so on. So I am both flattered and pleased and honored to be announced to announce that I will be visiting the UK. The Bow Society is holding a dinner in my honor, a prestigious Tory society, and I will be talking to selected reporters there. But most importantly, we're going to bring you the news right here at InfoWars. So we will be broadcasting from London, from Oxford, from Durham. Look for it the week after next. We have an enormous showdown coming that has political implications that InfoWarriors need to know about. The president has designated an attorney named John Berman as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. That is, of course, the district that President Trump lives in. This is where Trump Tower is located and where the Trump Organization is headquartered. Now, however, Mr. Berman is serving 128 days in a presidential appointment, after which his nomination must either be sent to the U.S. Senate for confirmation or withdrawn. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has announced that she will use her blue slip prerogative to stall and kill the nomination of John Berman. Why, you might ask? Why would she appoint, why would she oppose the president's prerogative to name the federal prosecutor in the home jurisdiction of the president? Well, it's quite simple. You see, a first-year law student could take the contributions to Senator Chuck Schumer and his votes in the U.S. Senate and quickly figure out that the good senator trades votes for money. Yes, I just said it. And it's true. Everybody knows that for $20, you can buy Chuck Schumer. He is a cash and carry operator known for his groveling for special interest contributions. Now, the thin reed that Ms. Gillibrand, who is a sock puppet for Senator Schumer, gives us is that Mr. Berman has done legal work for Deutsche Bank and that Deutsche Bank has been a substantial lender to the real estate projects of the Trump Organization. The implication, of course, is that the president or the Trump Organization has done something wrong. This is a dark rumor among lefties that doesn't seem to have any basis in fact. Here are the facts. Gillibrand and Schumer will oppose any honest prosecutor whose name is put forward by President Trump. And we know that this will end up in the hands of Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley will either honor the blue slip from Senator Gillibrand, or he will move this for a vote. And now my colleague Owen Schroyer is calling in with breaking news. Owen, lay it on us.
Well, Roger, I have a bad voice right now. I blew my voice out yesterday shouting down the racist, fascist, Trump-hating, America-hating libtards in the streets of New York yesterday. But here's the story, Roger. Last night there was an event, and everybody's talking about Chelsea Manning, who showed up at a conservative event last night. And just to give you a little background, she showed up and everyone was nice to her. Everyone was cordial. There was nothing bad about it. There was no arguments or anything. So everything seemed fine. Then she goes on social media and says that it's a bunch of white supremacists and she's talking trash on us and all this stuff. So that was the story that kind of broke on Chelsea Manning. But then we realized something at dinner tonight when we were discussing this. There was another phenomenon from the event last night, Roger, where Antifa somehow knew where the event was, and that's because it got doxxed. Now, Mike Cernovich had to change locations of this event twice. Yeah, so this was a third venue that he was using. So there was no way for them to actually know where we were. There was no way for them to have planned a protest outside because they couldn't have possibly known where they are because Cernovich kept that address close to his chest. Plus, he had to move it, I think, like either 24 or 48 hours before the event even happened. So Antifa shows up violently, and everyone's wondering how they found out, who doxed us, who released the address. And then it hit us. It was Chelsea Manning. It had to be Chelsea Manning. She's obviously anti-conservative. She's obvious or just a puppet of the Obama administration. She reaches a deal with Obama. I'm theorizing here, Roger, but, you know, she cuts a deal with Obama. Obama gives her a pardon. Now she's Obama's puppet. But regardless, everyone was wondering how the event got doxxed last night. Everyone was wondering. I think we've figured it out. I think it was Chelsea Manning. She was at the event. She would have been the only one who would have sent that address and event location out so that Antifa could have showed up. So for all of those who heard about Antifa showing up and trying to protest violently outside of a Night for Freedom last night, I do believe, since we can't figure out, we cannot put our finger on who doxxed the event, Cernovich kept the address close to his chest. We believe that it was Chelsea Manning that doxed the event so that Antifa could show up, and then they even violently beat up a woman. Was it a woman or a man that left the event? So a couple people got attacked by Antifa because somebody doxed and released the information on the event, and we believe that that was Chelsea Manning. Roger, my voice is about to go. You can probably hear it. I got to sign off, buddy. We'll talk to you next week on the War Room. God bless.
All right, a terrific report there, a stunning report from my colleague Owen Schroyer. Getting a good look at Chelsea Manning, I guarantee you, Owen did not ask her for a date. While we are here at InfoWars, it's important for me to mention to you that the efforts of Facebook to crack down on conservatives have switched into high gear. Late last week, there was a new communique from Mr. Zuckerberg in which they justify the crackdown that is happening. My colleague and friend Jason Fike has told me that literally millions of Trump supporters are being disenfranchised. So here's the point. If you like what you're seeing at InfoWars, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like the parts of particular parts of The Real News with David Knight or The War Room, take those links and put them out on your own social media feeds, Twitter, Facebook, Gab, Minds. Get them out. You see, they cannot silence all of us. They go for the big boys, InfoWars, Breitbart, The Daily Caller, but they cannot silence you. So take the very best of InfoWars, take the links of the most compelling stories, and feed them out on your own social media platforms. This is a crucial tactic in the revolution and fighting the tech left in their efforts to silence us. And folks, one more time, please go to the InfoWars store to help us pay for this terrific programming and this expansion. We have some of the very best discounts we've ever had. I don't know how Alex Jones does this. In some cases, I know it's a loss leader. He wants you to try the products because he knows you'll be pleased and you'll come back and buy more. And I like the auto ship function. Frankly, that's the best way. For me, I'm never without BrainForce Plus because I signed up for auto ship. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We are the tip of the spear. This is where you get tomorrow's news today. Join David Knight with The Real News tomorrow morning, Alex Jones tomorrow afternoon, and yes, I'll be back with Owen Schroyer, who hopefully will have a recovery of his voice for The War Room.